Thank you. Your attention to the center of the room.
Hold the mic close to your mouth.
Okay. Hi, I'm Ginny Reimer, and when our son Jacob was about 8 years old, maybe a little bit older, Tumsey started a mentoring program, and he said to me, "Oh, I'd like to have Elner Kool as my mentor." Well, I had to tell him that, you know, boys were hooked up with men. Well, he did have a great mentor in Bill DeFair, but I remember that he had a crush on Elner.
Anyone else have something that they would like to share at this time?
Anybody who attended the wedding of Peter and Eleanor may remember that I spoke at that wedding and told about the first time I met Eleanor. She and Peter walked down the dock in Parry Sound to our boat. And Peter got a little mixed up as he walked along. He couldn't remember who this person was beside him. He said, "Mom and Dad, I'd like you to meet Eleanor from Motorola." Thank you. That's all.
So as father, I'd like to maybe tell some stories. We talk about the cool girls. Well, this is what the situation was. Andrea was shipped out to Gretna because of poor behavior. But that was the choice for her mother. She thought it was a good place to have become a good Mennonite girl there. But in the meantime, she desperately wanted to have a summer job and being a lifeguard at Ontario Place, so it was the place to be a lifeguard. So she phones me up and said, "Dad, I applied for the job to be lifeguard at Ontario Place, but I have to get for an interview in February. Can you pay for the airfare?" I said, "You gotta be kidding." Anyway, that was that. She got the job. So I said, "How did you get the job?" "Well, Eleanor pretended to be me."
That calls for a response.
So Eleanor really, she was the best. She was really the good one, and I negatively influenced her to impersonate me on an interview. She did amazingly well, got me hired. We thought we looked enough alike that we could pull it off, and we did. But yeah, she was always, always there. Amazing.
Ginny Lepwood wanted to stay, but she and Sarita, they had to leave. So I'm just reading this on behalf of Ginny Lep. "All of us are thinking that Eleanor's life was too short. However, Eleanor's life was not too short to have a remarkable impact on the world. Eleanor lived long enough to lovingly hold her mother and sister through their cancer treatments. Her life was long enough to make a difference at Silver Lake, where she left her legacy on young leaders in training. Eleanor's love of camp was contagious, and she brought so many into the web of her enthusiasm for Silver Lake. Eleanor's life was long enough to be an amazing friend. She was there to be Tia Eleanor for little Sarita, newly arrived from Guatemala. Always observant of others' needs and practically minded, she was there every weekend to take care of Sarita when I was worn down with pneumonia. What an honor for Sarita to be a flower girl at Eleanor and Peter's wedding. I remember Eleanor was a person of competent, compassionate action, not too much nonsense for our Eleanor, yet she was bolstered by underlying joy in life. She lived long enough to sit on a multitude of committees and boards that benefited from her skills and her devotion to her communities. Eleanor lived long enough to bring Peter into our lives and Linda into the world. What blessings to know them. Her love and care for us will live on. Was her life short? Yes, it feels like it wasn't enough for us. We wanted more time with her in our lives. I can't answer why God decided that 46 years was enough for her. I can say with conviction that Eleanor did so much with the years she was given. I hope she died knowing that her life was enough.
I'm Rita, Peter's sister. Thank you, everyone, for coming. When I think of people, I often think to the stories that made me laugh. And so this is a story that made me laugh about Eleanor. She would not think ill of any person or, in fact, of anything. And one time she came for Easter. And at the time, I had a black cat named Max. If you've ever bought a little mousy for a cat and they have fake, well, I think it's rabbit fur on them around a plastic form and a little leather tail and a bead for an eye. And Max was known to eat the fur off the plastic form and swallow it and do various things with it later. Well, one day we sat at the dining room table on bar stools and we were decorating eggs for Easter. And the kids, my kids were there and Eleanor was showing them what to do. And we sat there for quite some time because it required some patience and some attention. And at one point Eleanor went to stand up and she looked down at her slippers, which had fur around the ankles. She said, "What happened to the fur on my slippers?" And then we realized that Max had been under the table, and she said, "Well, I thought he was just rubbing up against me, but he had eaten the fur clean off her slippers."
I'm Henry Pauls, and I'm Joe's father. And we had these two daughters who were expert canoeists, out-trippers, back-to-nature girls, and they needed a challenge. So Peter and I decided we would go canoeing on the Des Moines River, which is Eastern Canada's premier canoeing river with lots of Class 2, Class 3, Class 4 rapids. And so we counted on our girls, who were experts at this, to show us how to do it. So we did this on the 2-4 weekend. There was ice in the water buckets in the morning. The black flies and the mosquitoes were brutal. And then we had Le Grand Chute. Remember that, Peter? But we lived to tell the tale.
Hi, my name is Kent, and Ken Nielsen. My wife Wendy and I were longstanding friends of the Hansons, and spent many years in the early years sailing with them, and enjoying our time with them. And I have to admit, I didn't really get to know Eleanor very much, but I do recall one amazing memory, and that was when Peter and Eleanor got married. And just to set this up, you have to understand that I've always sort of seen Peter as being, you know, more of like, not a real socialite, maybe more of a computer nerd. Peter, where are you? Not certainly a Fred Astaire type of guy at a party, you know, dancing across the floor. But to my surprise at that wedding, with the first dance, if you were there, you remember what it was? They did the tango. And my eyes just popped because I've been trying to do some learning how to dance with my wife, taking some ballroom dancing, and it is tough to do the tango if you've ever tried to do it. And yet here was Eleanor and Peter sweeping across the floor doing the tango. Absolutely stunning performance, and they just hit it right out of the ballpark. Everybody was amazed, and the reason I'm sharing this is because I think this is a testament to the sort of person that Eleanor was. She could take a slightly antisocial, computer nerd-like character like my good friend Peter, and turn him into a Fred Astaire on the dance floor. What an amazing woman. Must have been her organizational skills and all those dance lessons. Thank you.
I just have a short story about time I spent. Was lucky enough to spend some time in Europe with Eleanor and her roommate of the time, Dean. I don't know if Dean is here today. but we had some really good times traveling in Europe. And I remember particularly staying in Verbier, Switzerland with Peter's brother, Eleanor's uncle, at the chalet. We called it the Swiss chalet. We had some good times there, but what was especially memorable was doing something called parapenting off the summit of that mountain. And it's such beautiful mountainous region and a valley below. And if for those who don't know, parapenting is it's like taking the warm thermal updrafts, and basically you run a short distance with this chute, you pull, you're with an instructor, you do it in tandem, and suddenly you're aloft. It's not like jumping out of an airplane, which would be totally shocking, and it's a very serene experience. I really enjoyed it. And the thing was, I just wanted to share this, is that Eleanor's instructor was up aloft with her longer than the rest of us, and I think he was like a supervisor, so he needed to be aloft longer. He was a bit bored, and he asked Eleanor, do you have a good stomach? Are you able to handle doing a few tricks? Eleanor's response was, why, of course, I'm a fixed-wing pilot. I had already landed with my instructor, and I'm looking up. I knew which chute was Eleanor's, and I'm seeing this thing go, whew, like he was flipping her upside down, sideways, and all over. Peter, sorry to say, but her stomach is not that strong.
Okay, Silver Lake people. Thank you for doing that, a beautiful closing. You're invited to stay and finish off what's left here to eat. Thank you for coming and participating with us as the various communities that have gathered here to say our farewell to Eleanor. We continue to support each other and comfort each other in this journey. Peace be with you.